Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update. I'm your anchor, Swajmari, live again from the studios of FM Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national and international news with me, Miriam Benissa, for reports and Mohamed Ayyubuddin on the mixing table. These are the headlines. Her Royal Highness Princess Lila Miriam receives Her Majesty Queen Maxima of the Netherlands. In New York, the UN Water Conference was launched with the participation of Morocco. And Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita confirms Morocco's support for the stability of Burkina Faso. Yesterday in Rabat, Her Royal Highness Princess Lila Miriam received Her Majesty Queen Maxima Zorichaifa of the Netherlands, the United Nations Secretary General's Special Advocate for Inclusive Finance for Development. This audience is part of the working visit that Her Majesty Queen Maxima is making to Morocco, a special envoy with the goal of promoting further progress made in recent years by the kingdom in the field of financial inclusion. Now today, in accordance with her visit, the Queen, Special Advisor to the UN Secretary General on Inclusive Finance for Development, praised Morocco's progress in the field of inclusive finance. Speaking during a meeting with the governor of Bank du Maroc, Abdellatif Jouahri, Her Majesty the Queen stressed that Morocco has made great progress in the field of inclusive finance in recent years, thanks to the efforts of the public sector. Moving on to national news on international soil and in New York, the 2023 Water Conference of the United Nations began yesterday with the participation of Morocco. The kingdom is represented by an important delegation led by the Minister of Equipment and Water, Nizar Baraka, co-hosted by Tajikistan and the Netherlands, and supported by the United Nations. This international conference will review the midterm implementation of the Water Action Decade 2018-2028. On the sidelines of the event, Baraka held a meeting with the president of the Palestinian Water Authority, Mazen Ghunaim. The main topic was the roadmap for executing the Memorandum of Understanding signed in 2015 to enhance cooperation between Morocco and Palestine in the field of water resources. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nasser Bourita, confirmed yesterday in Rabat that Morocco supports the stability of Burkina Faso. Miriam Benissa gives us detail.
Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan expatriates Nasser Bourita stressed on Wednesday in Rabat Morocco's support for the stability of Burkina Faso, especially at this particular stage in its history. Following his meeting with his counterpart from Burkina Faso, Olivier Wamba, Bourita said that the kingdom is confident in the ability of the Burkinabe people and its armed forces to take the necessary steps to preserve national unity, stability, and security in this brotherly African country. In this sense, the minister said that His Majesty King Mohammed VI has always stressed the importance of the solid relations that unite the two peoples and the two countries, based on solidarity and fruitful cooperation, recalling the high royal instructions to provide medical assistance to Burkina Faso during the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister also said that the visit of the Burkinabe minister, which is part of the ongoing coordination between the two countries, was also an opportunity for the new ambassador of Burkina Faso in Morocco to present the copies of his credentials, noting that this will allow continuous monitoring of joint projects and support initiative that could contribute to stability in Burkina Faso.
On the international bracket today, the economic crisis in Lebanon has become a cause for concern, according to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which stated that the country is facing a very dangerous moment. Ernesto Ramirez Rigo, an IMF official, expressed his concern during a press conference at the conclusion of a mission to Beirut, citing the slow implementation of reforms by policymakers. Ramirez Rigo warned that the policy of inaction will leave Lebanon plunge into an endless crisis, end quote. In April, the International Monetary Institution announced an agreement in principle with Beirut for a $3 billion aid package spread over 4 years. However, the aid is conditional on the implementation of reforms, such as changes in the law of banking secrecy, restructuring of the banking sector, and the implementation of a law on capital control. Concluding in sports, the Moroccan pugilists Khadija Al-Mardi, 81-plus kilograms, and Yasmin Moutaki, 48-minus kilograms, qualified Wednesday night for the semi-finals of the World Championship of Women's Boxing held in New Delhi from 15 to 26 of March. The world runner-up Khadija Al-Mardi dominated the Chinese Zheng Lu in 2-1, while Yasmin Moutaki, who took over the Bulgarian Asanova Sevda Yulianova, kept pressing her opponent all game. That was all for today's news update. Ramadan Kareem to all of you listeners of Room Radio. May it be a spiritual healing for you and your loved ones. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.